You know, some of these numbers are pretty staggering, showing Americans are carrying more debt than ever before. A new report from the New York Fed says total household debt reached a record $18.6 trillion from July through September. And here's how that all breaks down. The biggest chunk of debt, $13 trillion, comes from mortgages, which is not surprising given how expensive it is to buy a home. Auto loans and student loans are next at about $1.7 trillion. Then you got credit card debt at $1.2 trillion. All of those are record highs. And when you look at credit cards, part of what's going on is that more people are using cards instead of cash to make purchases. Overall, consumer spending is up. That's good for the economy. What's not so good is that people are paying higher prices and higher interest rates, and lower income households and younger Americans under the age of 39 are simply falling behind on their payments. The typical borrower carries a balance of about $6,500 on their card. Today's average interest rate of 20%, if you only make minimum payments, you'll end up owing more than $10,000 in interest on that debt over 25 years. So you can see how quickly this snowballs, guys.